This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's difficult to maybe take a life of crime and turn that into a commercial endorsement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without telling police that you had to steal the Pringles because once you pop, you can't stop, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. So he's maybe gunning for Pringles to be like, hey, I could be your next spokesperson.
Yeah, so 40-year-old Adam.
Once you pop up, you can't stop.
So, oh, wow, that's vintage.
Yeah. He was arrested, and he committed a series of thefts, right, over the past 30 days or so. One of them was 17 tubes of Pringles.
Oh, wow.
You know, like the potato chips, right?
Yeah.
And so police asked, hey, why did you do that? He literally told the police, once you pop, you can't stop.
I mean, it's the tagline. Nailed it. He is ripe to be in their commercial. Ripe.
He admitted to it, was charged with a couple counts of burglary, all that.
They're so tasty.
I mean, he didn't just steal Pringles. He also took meat products, among other things.
My favorite were the Pringles.
I mean, he took 17 cans of them because...
I mean, that's a lot of Pringles.
Obviously.
Once you pop,
yeah.
You can't stop.
Do we know if Pringles heard about the story?
Well, maybe that's what we're thinking he was thinking. It's like, all right, if nothing else, I can drop their little tagline and...
And maybe they're going to reach out and get me out of this mess.
Because... Didn't the hot criminal turn that into a modeling career?
Yes. I don't even know why he was a hot felon.
Right.
But he did become a model after that because everybody thought his mugshot was so hot.
Right. So it's not impossible to turn
crime into a
job.
Career.
Yes, exactly. So maybe this guy.
I mean, they could run with that story. Like, this guy loves Pringles so much, he stole them.
Right. He stole them.
And then he stole our hearts.
Yeah, so again...
It's right in itself!
All right. Look at that. You're helping
I want to see this happen for this guy.
So,
and
yeah.
Hopefully, he'll go down a different path, stop stealing stuff, be a Pringles pitch man.
It's going to be hard to tell him to stop if it actually turns into a ringing endorsement and, career.
That is true.
He's going to be like, let's see, what else can I steal?
Yeah, that's teaching him that whatever he steals is like, they're going to be like, oh, you like it so much, you had to steal it? Great.
I had to steal all these shoes because, well, just do it, right? Am I right, Nike? Am I right? Wink, wink.
Oh, don't do that. That's probably not the best way to go.
Yeah, that's why it's a setting the bar story.